I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, this weekend is the start of Irish-themed festivities for March, with the annual St. Patrick's Parade happening in Yarmouth and a new related cultural festival. Tell us about this.
Well, the parade is huge, with all kinds of bands, dancers, floats, antique cars, and organizations as part of it. And the theme this year is Movies of Ireland. The procession's going to start at 11 a.m. on Saturday, and the Grand Marshal this year is Tim Kelly, who is a Dennis native who is the meteorologist on NECN and Channel 10 TV in Boston. They're all going to march along Route 28 from the intersection of Long Pond Road in South Yarmouth to Higgins Crowell Road. Then happening at the same time, which actually starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday, is a new Yarmouth Irish Festival. And that's going to be 2 days of bands with headliners Derek Warfield and the Young Wolf Tones and Dreams of Freedom. They and about eight other bands are going to be performing in heated tents throughout the weekend. And there's also going to be food, wine, and beer at the festival, as well as cultural activities and a lot of cultural items for sale. So that new festival is taking place from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday, and then 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday, and that's happening at the former Yarmouth Drive-In property, and that's across from Captain Parker's Pub.
Now, it's a big weekend for theater, with three musicals and one comedy opening in Orleans, Catuit, Barnstable, and West Harwich.
Well, the one in Orleans is the Cole Porter musical Kiss Me, Kate, and that was supposed to open at the Academy Playhouse last weekend, but the storm had other ideas, and it knocked out the power around town for days. So they're going to try again on Thursday to open the show, and that is about some battling ex-spouses who discover that they still love each other when they're cast opposite each other in Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. Then there's another musical moving up the Cape at Cape Cod Theater Company, home of the Harwich Junior Theater. That one is called The Wonderful Marvelettes, and the cast performs dozens of hits from the 1950s and 60s, and the story's about four friends at a high school prom in the first act, and then they meet up at a 10-year reunion in the second act. Going over to Catuit, also starting Friday, it's a rock musical for the Easter season. They've got Andrew Lloyd Webber's Jesus Christ Superstar, and that is based on Jesus' last days. And then the comedy is at Barnstable Comedy Club starting Thursday night, and they've got three people on stage changing costumes and characters very fast to play 20 quirky inhabitants of the small town of Tuna, Texas, and that play is called Greater Tuna.
If you enjoy eating pasta, a place to try several different types of sauces on Saturday night will be, perhaps surprisingly, the Cape Cod Museum of Art in Dennis, and you get more there than a meal.
What you eat will be as important as what you eat it in Mangia el Museo, a night of Italian eating from 5 to 8 p.m. Saturday that also celebrates the ceramics program at the Art Museum. They've got five area restaurants who are competing for best meat sauce and best veggie sauce, and you can taste those on ziti, or if you're trying to stay off carbs, you can get it on spiralized vegetables. The bowls you eat out of are take-home keepsakes, and they are created by the ceramics instructor and the volunteer pottery students there. So the competing restaurants are going to be Encore Bar and Bistro, Girardi's, Treats Dennis Inn Borsari Gallery, which is all one place, Four Seasons Trattoria, and last year's winner, the Underground Bakery. That bakery is also going to provide desserts, plus there's going to be Cape Cod beer, Joseph Carr wines, some cheese from Sapori d'Italia, and coffee by the Snowy Owl. Reservations are recommended for the event because the space there is limited.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.